Good evening, everyone. Welcome to this evening's meeting of the North West Area Planning Committee. Chairman's notices are on sound recording at the meeting. Please note the Council will be recording any part of the meeting held in open session for subsequent publication on the Council's website. Members of the public attending the meeting with a view to speaking are deemed to be given permission to be included in the recording. Fire. In event of a fire, a siren will sound. Please use the fire exits marked in green with a running man. The fire assembly point is outside the main entrance to the offices. Please gather there and await further instruction. We aren't expecting any tests, so if it happens, the chances are it's real. Health and safety, please be advised of the different levels of flooring within the chamber. There are steps behind the main horseshoe as well as to the side of the room. And closed-circuit television, the meeting is being monitored by CCTV. So, item two, apologies for absence.
Thank you, Chair. We've received apologies from Councillors Bamford and Durham.
Thank you. Item three is minutes of the last meeting. Can I take those as read?
Yeah.
Agreed. Agreed. Quick show, please. Lovely. Thank you very much. I'll sign those following the meeting. Item four, disclosure of interest. I do have to read this bit again, I'm afraid. To disclose the existence and nature of any disclosable pecuniary interests, other pecuniary interests, or non-pecuniary interests relating to items of business on the agenda, having regard to paragraph 6 to 8 inclusive of the Code of Conduct for members. And members are reminded they're also required to disclose any such interests as soon as they become aware, should the need arise through the meeting. Any takers, members? No, thank you very much. No county councillors. So. Right, item 5 is our first planning matter, our first planning application. This is land south of Buller Lodge. We do have the applicant to speak after the presentation, if we could have that.
Thank you, Chairman. Planning permission is sought for the construction of 4 two-bedroom detached bungalows with associated parking, access track and private amenity space. It should be noted that the site previously benefited from planning permission for 4 dwellings. The access was constructed, but as the pre-commencement conditions were not cleared, the permission expired. Outline permission was also allowed on appeal for an additional bungalow to the southeastern corner of the site, and the reserved matters have been subsequently approved. This is the location plan. This is the proposed block plan showing the location of the proposed dwellings. These are the elevations of plots 1 and 2. These are the floor plans and roof plans of plots 1 and 2. These are the elevations of plots 3 and 4. And the floor and roof plans. These are photographs of the site. This application is recommended for approval as it is identical to a previously approved scheme. However, the permission has expired. Having regard to the neighbouring planning history, it's not considered that an objection in principle and on sustainability grounds would be reasonable. Furthermore, there are no objections in relation to the visual impact of the development, neighbour amenity or highway safety. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. This is Curly Warden. Councillor White's got in first. Yeah. Oh, hang on, what was your public speaker? I'm sorry. Sorry, please, I need to miss you out. Please come forward and take a chair.
Madam Chair, I'd like to thank the...
Sorry, can I ask you please to use the microphone?
Yes.
I'm sure someone will help you.
Thank you.
Also, please sit if you're more comfortable.
Yes, thank you. At 82, I'm more comfortable sitting there. Madam Chair...
You have 2 minutes from when you begin.
Thank you. Madam Chair, Madam Chair, I'd like to thank the members for the selfless time they give up to look after we ratepayers, and as a ratepayer, I need all the help I can get. Planning has made such a good job in describing the application. I really don't think there's any need for me to say more. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Councillor Fleming, would you mind doing the... Sorry, I did actually catch Councillor White first.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. I have just one query. I know I bravely saw the boundary treatment when you flicked through, but I know when we were granting permission, there was quite a lot of arguing over where the boundary plant was going to be, and it is mentioned on part 5 on page 23. I just thought we have a drawing to refresh us of where it was, because that was the main issue with how close it was to the houses along the main road. So that's the that strip on the right, that's the strip behind the houses, isn't it, if I'm right? Is that north to the top? Or no, south to the top,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, I can't go back to this on my side like that. So here's location plans, you can see here where it's currently there.
Right, I do have a bit of a problem with this because they've put no boundary treatment behind the houses that are on the main road where it was supposed to be, and I just had that horrible. If we go back to the other plan, because if we look at all the houses going down there, they've got no screening at all. For the ones on Rectory Road.
Just checking that.
Yeah. Because I know we had a bit of a tussle with this before. So I've got no problem. It needs to be approved. Yeah. But to be fair to the residents living there.
Through you, Chairman. Yes, Councillor Sanders, if you haven't please approved it. The condition, the plans are identical in nature what were, and the conditions. Actually, I don't know why I'm using that now because it's not for the stand-up. Sorry. Obviously, the conditions actually do marry up with what was previously allowed by the inspector and all the reserved matters. One of them is in relation to landscaping, or in relation to, more specifically, what the plan has approved, has historically been approved in relation to landscaping. So we've tied that in from a previous approval of details, so the landscaping will be required above and beyond what is shown on this plan. Obviously, if members had concerns that we could impose a new condition requiring details to be submitted rather than the condition 5 that just agrees details that have already been granted by the council.
If I may, Chair, I'd like to, if we do approve this, I'd like to put in that we do, that one of the conditions is that a new boundary planting plan is, because to be fair with the residents who are already there, it'd be nice if we got some screening.
Would you be prepared to put that, the recommendation plus the condition you just mentioned, as a proposal, and then we can get that? So we're talking about a variation to condition
5.
Otherwise, the recommendation, including the unilateral undertaking. Would anyone second that? Very much right. So we've got something to debate. Councillor Fleming, you wanted to.
Thank you, Chair. From memory, I think there's screening at the back of the Rectory Road properties anyway, from memory, just from going
around. Yeah, it's not showing on there.
Anyway, I just wanted to say that I'm in agreement with the officer's recommendation.
Thank you.
Councillor Jarvis? Thank you, Chairman. I was just trying to, I think obviously the point is made seem quite good. I just wanted to clarify my own peace of mind in terms of where this additional, looking at the housing plan, I'm looking at the one with the details of the houses on it, I can see that the bottom part of the plan in terms of where, so it's the more detailed one, the next one along, I think that's it. So I'm just trying to understand quite where, that looks like it's very close to the boundary, and I know we're sort of talking about putting on conditions of additional trees, etc. Not quite sure where they would go. I see the ones on the right, etc. Yeah. But on the left there, if that's a sort of walkway, there isn't any room for additional trees, is there? As you put them in the neighbouring garden. So I hear what we're saying in principle. I might have misunderstood this. Perhaps the officer could help me out. But I'm just thinking we're saying about putting additional trees on the boundary. I can see in the north you could do that, as I was looking at the plan from where I'm sitting. I can see in the north you could do something there at the top to give screening to any properties the other side of the north. But in the south, I can't quite see how you could impose that. Could the officer sort of enlighten me on that?
Mr. Lee. Through you, Chairman. Obviously, I think Councillor talked about this earlier. Obviously, there is some level of potential for screening. Obviously, Councillor White's suggestion is that condition would have to be imposed and require those details to be submitted and agreed. Obviously, what I'd like to highlight, this is what has been granted previously. So, you know, I don't say any screening would be better than none. Mm. But what I'm saying is, obviously, the inspector has looked at this previously and thought that subject to a condition in relation to screening, which obviously we're now right back on to reimpose with the amendment suggested, that would just be consistent with what the inspector agreed and thought was acceptable historically. You know, I think we're in a difficult position to fit anything.
I understand the point. I just felt, Chairman, we might have been getting slight false comfort from some additional trees. When I actually think on the left-hand side, where that property is, which is where the neighbouring properties to this side are going to see that property, in fact, you can't put any screening. And it just seemed to me that we shouldn't be necessarily introducing a condition which actually, it's quite apparent, can't actually be met.
It's a valid concern, Councillor, but I think since it's a scheme to be agreed, then no one will be trying to achieve it.
Yeah.
So I feel content with that, yeah.
Okay.
Councillor Siddle.
Thank you, Chairman. So if that's the case, why are we having an amendment when there's already that condition on there and it just seems to be complicating the matter?
Through you, Chairman. Obviously, officers consider that what was agreed previously was acceptable, and that's why we've pulled that through to this proposal. It's to members, really. You know, as decision makers, it's up to yourselves, you know. It's the officers have made a recommendation based on what we consider is appropriate, but it wouldn't be unreasonable to impose that. So it's your gift as decision makers. But the reality is, yeah, there's potentially not going to be something too different agreed because of the limitations of the site. But I can understand if members have concerns and they may want something. But as I said, it's the year of it's determined.
Well, where we are is that we have a proposal, therefore we must vote on it, but the fallback position then is to vote on the recommendation and take it from there. So, Councillor White.
Yeah.
Unless you're changing what you said.
No, I'm not sure precision, because the only thing was, when this first came up, there was a lot of uproar and upset from the residents, and it was all to do with the boundary screening. And I'd just like to do the best we can. I mean, if we get a small hedge, it would be an improvement or nothing at the end of the garden. So I'd still like to propose the amendment. And all it is asking for a slightly different replanting plan. It might not end up very much different to what it is, but I'd certainly like to have a go at improving it for the local residents.
At least it will be approved by both sides.
Yeah.
So that said, we have the proposal. I think everyone's clear on it. Those in favour?
Yeah.
Those against? Okay, that passes then, and we move on to our next application, which is Longwick Farm. Joyce has chose Goldhanger. No one to speak on this one, so we'll have the presentations, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Planning Commission has sought for the erection of a new building which will accommodate a pan room, drying storage areas, welfare facilities, and ancillary rooms. The proposal would serve an existing salt production facility. This is the block plan. This is the existing layout. This is the proposed floor plan. These are the existing elevations. Proposed elevations, sorry. These are the site photographs. It should be noted that additional conditions are proposed on the members' update. This application is recommended for approval as it is not considered to adversely impact on the character and appearance of the site, the amenity of existing residents, highway safety, nature conservation and drainage. The development is therefore considered sustainable. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Well, the ward members are myself and Councillor Morley. I don't know if you... Anything to say particularly? I've got a couple of things to say, and I do already know the answers, but I've been asked to ask them, so I'm going to.
Yeah, I mean, it's a fair way down the track there, isn't it? It shouldn't impinge on anything. And access onto the road is on the bend where you can actually see. It's not the other way around, so it's fine to me.
Thank you. Thank you. I've just been asked to mention external lighting, but there is already a condition on that, which I'm certainly perfectly happy with. The issue was raised by Goldhanger Parish Council, although it's not in their parish, the boundary is nearby, about noise, but Environmental Health haven't raised any issues, and probably there's more noise coming from the farm. And the other thing is the track, which is nothing to do with planning, but I keep being asked about it. So that said, I would propose the recommendation, as the officer's recommendation, to approve exactly as it is. Thank you. Right. Those in favour? I think that was unanimous. Thank you very much. That takes us to items of urgent business. There are none. So I close the meeting with thanks to officers, members of the public, and all concerned at 7:45.
Oh, no, 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 no